Bitch ass bitch, please play some good music.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. All right, you are listening to Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Jamie Lerner. I'm one of your co-hosts. We're here in the studio with...
Hi, Emily.
Scott. She's another co-host.
Hello.
And we have two very special and fun guests today visiting from over across the pond. We have, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so James, thank you very much, the pair of you, for flying us over, you know, private jet, really well appreciated.
Yep, definitely. And we have...
Hi, Harry Knight. Nice to meet you guys. Really nice.
It's not a joke, that's his name.
He's Harry Knight. Well, right now you're listening to Mr. Brightside by The Killers, so let's get back into it. Welcome back. That was Mr. Brightside by The Killers. You are listening to Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. So that song was chosen by one of our lovely guests, Harry Knight.
The most lovely, actually, out of the two of us.
The four of us.
I don't know if I would agree, but no, you're pretty lovely. Tell us about that song. Did you listen to it in middle school?
Yeah, so this is a song that I would listen to, I guess it was pretty much when we first started drinking back in the UK, when we're like 13, 14.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, we can start much earlier.
Just walk into a bar with your middle school ID.
No, this is like when you first started having like friends and a party and you would go to their houses. This is the kind of music that we would listen to there.
It's awesome.
That's true for us too.
But we didn't go to parties till we were
like...
We
didn't have booze. Parents were chaperoning.
Yeah.
No, we had to find ourselves. We had to like get fake ID and stuff like that. So,
well, we were really lucky, I thought, a lot of the time, because our parents would just buy us the drink in the first place.
Really? Yeah.
Well, our parents trust us in the UK.
Wrongly, as well.
Yeah. Wait, so But you had fake IDs that worked when you were 14 years old because you look close enough to the age.
Yeah, like, did you look like near 18 at all?
No, have you seen photos of me?
Yeah. No.
We had like, well, I didn't have any older brothers, but some of our friends had older brothers who would then use their fake ID.
Yeah. I don't look 18 now. Back in the day when I was 13. So yeah, I actually bought a fake ID. It was online and I didn't realize when it came, it actually had a square on it with the writing which said, "This is a novelty item." And for some reason, after that, it didn't fool anybody in a shop when I tried to buy it myself. So yeah, I had to rely on the parents.
I can't believe you bought an ID that said this is novelty.
Well, yeah. You know, I was young and silly.
Yeah, the level of...
That's why you guys aren't supposed to drink when you're 13 years old.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But, oh well. Emily, did you ever drink in middle school?
Does synagogue count?
Yeah.
Yeah, then yes.
We're both bad girls. Do you guys know what synagogue is?
Yes. Yep. It's the Jewish place of worship.
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
Does the wine at synagogue count?
Yeah. To be fair, James didn't know Hanukkah this week.
That's rubbish. In fact, that's libelous, quite frankly, since we're broadcasting.
Because you have seen friends.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
No. But yeah. No, we had wine at our bat mitzvahs.
Yeah, probably. Just me. It wasn't like they were giving it out to the 12-year-olds there.
Not to all the 12-year-olds. Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember at my bat mitzvah. Huh?
You have to be a teen to start drinking.
A teen?
Yeah, a teen.
A teen. 12, 13.
13. Oh,
yeah. At my bat mitzvah, I was really excited to try wine. Because they like give it to you and you're on stage in front of everyone.
Was that the first time you had wine?
Yeah.
And my parents let me try it younger than that.
No, mine didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I tried it, and then I took a sip, and I just made a face, which you can't make faces for radio, so sorry, guys.
Oh, whoa.
But I really didn't like
it. Yeah, my parents' whole concept was that if I tried it young enough, like, it wouldn't be such, like, a whoa, like, give me all the wine when I got older, and they were right.
Were they?
I am a bartender, so I don't
Yeah, who knows? All right, should we go on to the next song?
Yes.
She's nodding.
Let's have some Sum 41. I feel like it's that kind of moment. Yeah.
No, it's Sum 41. It made it over to the UK.
Well, yeah, and I'll give you the backstory after we've played the track.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Here we go. All right, here is In Too Deep by Sum 41.
The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling, we're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying. Backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. We'll be right back.
Good.
All right, we're back on. That was In Too Deep by Sum 41, picked by the lovely James Walker.
You're very welcome, guys. You're very welcome.
We didn't thank you, but no, we loved it. We are very grateful. So tell us why you picked that song.
That song, it was around about that age where about, if you take 100 people who are like sort of 12 years old, probably one person actually sets trends and every single other person follows them. And I was, unsurprisingly, a complete follower. And you're just trying to fit in at that age. So, yeah, I had to listen to that on repeat, you know, every time I got home from school and just make sure I fit in with all the other kids. So, yeah, that was why I listened to that so much. However, it did grow on me and now I absolutely love it. The first time I listened to it, I accidentally left Video Killed the Radio Star on by the Bugles and the two mashed up. And I actually wish I could recreate what I accidentally produced on that fateful night when I was about 12 years old, because it did actually sound quite good, if you can believe that.
It makes sense. I feel like they have similar chords and... Video Killed the Radio Star, that song.
Yeah, I'll have to defer to your better music knowledge, but maybe we can figure something out for the next show.
Yeah, let's mash it up tonight. We'll make it happen. That's pretty cool. I like that people listen to Sum 41 in London town.
I know. Well, you've got quite a lot of cultural power over here. So,
well, they are a Canadian band too, so it's not American.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've learned something today as well. Now,
we can co-opt. It's Canadian. It's fine.
But the music video as well is really good. I recommend it if you've not seen it.
It is. Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie it's based on?
I've not. No, but you see, every time I give you trivia, you just have
to out-fact right back at you. It's based on a Rodney Dangerfield movie called Back to School. There's a big finale where there's like a diving competition.
Okay. And well, if it's as good as the music video, then I'm bound to like
some
it.
Some might call it better. I was actually talking to my dad about that movie the other day. And there's the dean of the college is named Dean Martin.
Pretty funny.
Okay, nice.
It's a nice little nod to celebrity.
To Dean Martin.
If you guys know him out there on the airwaves, keep it rolling, Emily says. You know you're a host too. You can also talk, bitch.
We made it through two songs without our first argument.
No. Well, I figured I'd let you save yourself. Whatever. Anyway, next song is Harry. You're gonna pick the next song.
Yeah,
it's be on your playlist.
Ooh, okay, this is where it comes embarrassing because I forgot.
You forgot what's on your playlist. What was on your playlist?
Do you want me to pick a song from your playlist, Harry?
Yeah, just do that.
All right. How about Emily? You kind of looked at it.
Yeah.
Weren't you listening to something that you were like, "This is a British band."
Busted.
Busted.
Ooh. Let's go Busted.
What is Busted?
So you're about to be introduced to quite literally one of the best bands, what would you say, of the 90s, James? 2000s?
2000s.
Yeah, 2000s. Yeah. Brilliant band. And I can't wait to bring it to America.
Well, here we go with What I Go to School For by Busted. Wow.
I can't tell my friends 'cause they went left. I love a member of the
All right. This is Middle School Happy Hour. You just heard What I Go to School For by Busted. Thank you so much, Harry, for introducing us to that. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally one of the best bands of the 2000s. There's like quite a few bands, like McFly 5. I don't know if you guys have had these as well.
I've heard of McFly. Oh,
what do you guys do here for like music and stuff?
Jamie likes Back to the Future. That's why she knows.
Yeah. Marty McFly.
Nice reference.
Thank you. No, I have heard of McFly, but I've never heard of Busted.
I guess most crucially, what did you two think? You're the you're the Americans. You just been introduced to a brand new band. What was your what's your critique?
It's good. It was very good.
It was very good.
That being said,
what?
Nothing's ever going to top Sum 41.
Okay. Yeah, I go along with that as well. Well done, Canada.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Not for Emily.
Not the Beatles.
Well, the Beatles, I mean.
Not Queen.
Greatest bands of all time, but nothing is greater than Sum 41. What about Sum 42? Because it's technically greater than.
Uh-huh. You didn't realize it was Comedy Hour, did you?
Thank you, James. I'm happy to have your support. That was like a you joke I just did.
Thank you. That's a real compliment.
Great. No, I loved it. So that was like big back when you guys were in middle school?
Yeah. I mean, not really with the cool kids. Uh-huh. That's for sure. But I wouldn't have said that I was one of the cool kids at all. I mean,
what were the cool kids listening to?
You know what? You'd have to ask them. I literally didn't even get to sit on their table. Aww. I was like, I was a loser.
You were like trying to listen. I'm like, hey guys, what are you listening to?
Yeah. What you guys don't realize is how therapeutic this is to finally get out these hemped up emotions.
Well, we do because we made a show for it.
Yeah. Were you cool in middle school, James? You guys went to different middle schools, right?
I can't answer that.
Oh yeah. Wait. Talk about how you guys know each other.
So, how long have you got?
Yeah. We have like three schools. So you go from 4 to 7, then 7 to 11, then 11 to 18, basically. Yeah. Wait, 16. Anyway, met when we were 4 years old, became friends. It was love at first sight.
Aww.
And then, we decided to go, well, our parents decided to send us to different schools. My parents took my education seriously.
Did your parents not like the other of you, and that's why you separated you?
No.
They love us both, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Why not? Yeah, yeah. For sure. For the sake of our friendship.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to well up at this rate.
Stop it.
That's what the goal of the show is to make you cry on the airwaves, the radio waves.
Well, it's working.
Oh, good. So did you guys, so from middle school, you didn't really have middle school then. You just had one.
Yeah, it was actually called secondary school.
Yeah.
Secondary.
Yeah, primary and secondary.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, simple. Like, really simple.
What are the ages for those?
It was like 4 to 7.
Yeah.
And then 7 to 11.
Then 11 to 16. Because it was infant school before primary school.
Oh, so 4 to 7 is infant school.
No, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know it better than me. Yeah, right. And then you go primary and then secondary. And then you go and do your A-levels and that gets you into university.
Uni.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. So high school and middle school are like one for you guys, basically. Like, whereas we basically had middle school, which was ages 11 to 14.
Yeah. Yeah. And public school, but there are private schools that are like K through 12 and stuff.
That's true.
Oh, you know what? We need to find them. We need to find them a picture of where we went to school.
Oh.
The Reigate School is pretty much like Hogwarts.
What?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does look incredible. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, people think it's a private school, but it's literally a public school that everyone can go to. And it's in the middle of a park with a lake. It's insane.
Oh my God. Can we go there?
Yes.
For school? We're going to go back to primary school.
Yeah.
That's wild. So Harry, you weren't cool in middle school.
I'm not sure I'm cool now. I definitely wasn't cool in middle school. No.
Emily's shaking.
I mean,
her
I've got.
Head.
Yeah. Well, cheers, Emily. I mean, I'm friends with James still. I don't think you're particularly cool, were you?
No, not really.
No. We had cool friends.
Yeah, we knew them.
Yeah, we knew
their
them.
Names.
We
yeah.
just, yeah.
we could point them out in a crowd, the cool people, but yeah, we certainly weren't part of that group.
Yeah. Tall and lanky didn't really make you that that cool.
Or in my case, short and fat, yeah.
You're like a Laurel and Hardy combo walking around?
Yeah, just not as funny.
Oh, you're funny now, guy. We got both of us laughing. So we're going to put on a very cool song that James has chosen. Very so cool. Fuck, I fucked it up. I was going to say, so cool.
Just roll through it, Jamie. We're not editing the show.
I'm not editing it. I'm just saying I fucked up my intro to it, which I think is funnier that I pointed out that I'm fucking it up. But now we've gone on too far. So cool. It's Red Hot. It's
oh my god.
I see what you did there. Clever.
Thank you so much. This is Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Stop, continue.
All right. And that was Give It Away. Or is it Don't Give It Away?
It's Give It Away.
Let's Give It Away. Okay. That was Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thanks for picking that song, James. You want to tell us a bit about why you picked it?
So it takes me back to when we used to have house parties when we were about 13, 14, 15 years old. And usually what it would be is one of the most middle class people that we'd grow up with who had the most older siblings because their parents were prepared to basically allow us into the house because they'd kind of seen it all before. And we'd all go. And then at first it would just be awkward conversation, all the guys in one corner, all the girls in another corner. And then gradually as like a few more beers would get drunk. Yeah, I mean, it kind of happens, you know, even to this day, doesn't it? That even though I'm 27 years old. But anyway... gradually as more beer would get drunk, people would come into the middle, and then somebody would, like, as a real icebreaker, put something a bit more aggressive and high tempo on, like, you know, their mum's hi-fi system. And then that song reminds me of that. You'd be in the kitchen kind of like dancing way too over enthusiastically just because you thought that was the least awkward way of impressing members of the opposite sex.
And did it work?
Not for me personally, but I'm reliably informed that it did for other people. You know, then you'd sort of hear about people swanning off to the makeout room or things like that.
I believe they have like seven minutes in heaven.
Oh, 7 minutes in heaven. Yeah.
That's universal.
I never played that.
I see. Either. It's amazing what just navigates the Atlantic Ocean.
It's true.
Seventh heaven being one of them.
Yeah. Or spin the bottle.
Yeah.
Truth or Dare as well, I assume.
Truth or Dare.
Never have I ever.
We can still play Truth or Dare.
All right. This is a radio show, though, so I don't think the effect would be quite as good.
That's fun. I think this is the episode with the most parties in middle school.
Yeah, I think so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
booze, like for us, I think, well, definitely high schoolers, because it's like when the drinking age is 21, it's obscene for like a 13-year-old to get their hands on liquor unless they're like stealing it from their parents. It's just, I think,
which I did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
As a bad girl.
And then, yeah, or older siblings, which did happen occasionally, but it was much rarer, I think.
And those were the kids that were like, they weren't cool if they were like drinking middle school.
Well, they might have been, but they like definitely got uncool. They got uncool faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like, more like the problems kids that in high drank, school. Yeah, the kids that drank in middle school had like one kid now is in jail for like a meth, meth inspired is the word. What's the word I'm looking for?
Habit.
A meth involved crime.
Yes, meth involved murder.
Oh my God, that's not funny.
No, not funny.
Yeah. A
meth induced.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that. Another meth girl fueled. That drank in middle school. She was pregnant in high school.
Yeah. The kids that in my middle school that were like had access to that stuff were running with a crowd that was like too old for them. Yeah. And like probably like really bad influence on them and had a lot of problems later on.
Yeah.
Totally. It's an interesting point actually, because all of the kids that were smoking outside of like the bike sheds when they were 12, 13 years old, they turned out to turn into the biggest reprobates really quickly.
Oh.
They were the one who...
Okay, seven letter words.
Yeah. That word of the day, toilet roll, is working really well.
Yeah, the Friends reference there.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, that's fun though. I did drink once in middle school.
Ooh.
My friend Kayla and I think she was in ninth grade and I was in eighth. We found a bottle of Bacardi rum in my garage in the summertime and we took it to the pool and we were like, let's try it. And so we each took a swig of it and it was so gross because it was like hot rum.
Ew.
And like hot Bacardi rum. Like it's not like it was good rum. And we just like spit it out into the plants next to the pool.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I was just like, James, do you remember your first drink?
Well, it would have been beer from my parents.
It was, vile.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Yeah. You just drank it to be cool and to pretend you were grown up. You certainly didn't do it because you liked the taste of it. Or you didn't do it because you didn't like being drunk, to be honest, did you?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much only started liking alcohol and beer, especially like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. What'd you do before then?
I mean, I still drank it. Like, but yeah, I think the older you get, the more you appreciate that stuff.
Yeah, it's like a palate thing, you know. Interesting. Yeah, I feel like middle school was just weird. I couldn't have drank in middle school. So props to you guys. Harry, you want to pick the next song?
I do. Again, read them out to me. What have I got in there?
Snow Patrol.
Oh yeah, Deep Purple Snow Patrol. Yeah, beautiful.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Chasing Cars, guys. I love this song. Right. Here's Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
All right.
All right.
We're back. To Middle School Happy Hour. I'm like live on, not live on Radio Free Brooklyn this week, but you don't need to know that.
We're here.
Thursday at 10 p.m. regardless. Anyway, we're here with two special guests, one of whom has excused himself for personal reasons briefly. He's thank peeing. You, Jamie. But Harry, that was a very sweet song.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that was a great song. This song
I picked
like,
a great song.
Yeah, I don't fail. No, this is a song that like when I was like 13, 14, if you were, I used to live in a massive park. Well, not in the park. I used to live by the park.
You didn't live.
Yeah, I didn't live in the park. My mom and dad had a house.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I don't know. We shouldn't really laugh about that. There's plenty of people out there. Anyway.
But yeah, no, this is the kind of song that that you literally would like listen to with like your friends and you're out mucking around and just like being like actual 14-year-olds. It kind of takes me back to that kind of like vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Mucking about at the park.
Mucking about. Do you guys know what mucking about means?
No.
Teach us.
Oh, there's so many words I can teach you. No, mucking about is just like being silly and like being just like young and
Interesting. So that's like a, it's like a very romantic song. It makes you feel remember being silly.
Emily. Go get a room.
It is.
No, but to be fair, like I did like, it is. Yeah, what was I, 14 then? So probably did start to have like girlfriends and things around that time. So,
really?
Yeah, probably just like broken up and it was real deep.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
So you had girlfriends in middle school?
Yeah, James isn't here to tell this story. You can wait for James to come back to tell these stories. But yeah, I think at that age, we were starting to like find girls like interesting, definitely.
Mm. He found them interesting. That's a really nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Did you have crushes?
Did I have crushes? Yeah, definitely.
Did you call them crushes?
I think we probably did call them crushes, or you just like, I think we should call it fancied. Yeah. Like, oh, you fancied that person. Oh. And then someone would go and tell them that you'd like fancy them, and they're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. So it would be like two little British kids, and then...
I fancy you.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you fancied?
Yeah.
What's your name? I love names.
You love names. Well, okay, she probably won't hear this. So there's a girl, like Sophie Hughes. I don't know why I gave her a second name as well.
We love a full name. So basically you would go up to Sophie Hughes' friend and you would say, hi, I fancy Sophie Hughes.
Well, I wouldn't do this. I'll tell my friend.
Oh.
Who go up to their friend and their friend would then, yes.
Harry fancies Sophie.
Yeah, pretty much like just like that. And then and then that friend would go to Sophie, Harry fancies you. And I'd be like, oh my God.
And then Sophie would look at you and she would be like,
yeah, that happens a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I always thought, I don't know, I don't think I ever did the whole telephone thing.
Oh, you missed out on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Past the news thing.
Yeah. I think I always just like when I liked someone, I was just like, I like you.
It's very aggressive.
You know what? I had a boyfriend in eighth grade, so 14. I was 14.
Thank you. You could tell that I was confused by what eighth grade was. I was like, I can't do the math.
What is eighth grade? Yeah, when I was 14. Okay, let's play another one of your songs. Hopefully James will be back and we can talk about who he fancied.
Oh, 100%. It will be everyone probably. what have we got on there?
Let's see.
Have we got
Razor
any, like,
Light? I've never heard of.
Oh, hold on. Is there one called Razor Light America?
There's In the Morning.
Oh, that's a good one. not the one I wanted now. Do Razor Light in the Morning.
Okay. Is it good?
Nah.
Okay, well, what else
am I
doing?
No, okay. No, I don't know it. Let's do it.
I'm excited for a song I don't know.
Too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same. But then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. Can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun, and you're still out.
hanging on to the wrong ideas, but I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself in the morning. You know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be
by Razorlight. Emily and I didn't know what was going to happen, but we loved it. Right?
Yeah. I did like it. Thank you for letting everyone know how I
was
felt
it
about
as good
it.
As Sum 41?
I don't know. I liked it.
Nothing's as good as Sum 41. Nice try, though.
Yeah. That's the name of this episode.
Nothing's as good as it's all about me.
It's all about you.
Why did we come?
Was that a popular song back in...
Well, I mean, literally, as James sat down, he was like, why are these playing? So I wouldn't say they're particularly popular. I think they're like relatively, but not everyone's cup of tea.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Are they British?
Another good question. I think they are, because yeah. I don't think you guys know them really, do you?
I don't.
No. I don't. No. Yeah. Yeah. No.
I've heard of them, but I don't know if
have
I...
Have you?
Yeah, but wow. I don't know if... I just won't talk. That's fine.
Emily's sulking now.
Emily, come back. Please. Okay, so you've heard of them, but...
I wouldn't have been able to like point out a song and be like, oh, this is a Razorlight song. But yeah. like an early 2000s band. One of many that I've heard of and don't know any music by.
That's fair. Do you have any memories tied to Razorlight?
I can't say that I do have any memories tied to Razorlight. I just, they were a band that I literally had on all, actually, you know what, I do have a memory, and it was more my mum and dad. So there's a song that they do which I've now completely forgotten the name of. There's a lyric in it called Up Paul Knight, and so my dad's called Paul Knight, and so my mum ruined the song for me when she said, I can hear your dad in the song Up All Night.
Paul Knight.
So there you go.
That's pretty funny. What a good pun. Love that. So we were talking about who you fancied, Harry.
Yeah.
And James, did you fancy anyone in middle school?
Oh, yes, although it was all unrequited love for the most part, anyway.
So I actually named somebody on the radio show, so I'm sure you can now as well.
Miss Sophie Hughes.
Yeah.
Shout out.
We haven't got to, you know, do that again.
That's the third time her name's been in full has been said on this episode.
Her Instagram's going to go
fancy
wild.
Fancy Sophie.
Yeah, there was one girl called Hannah Bruget.
Hannah Bruget.
Well, you know, only the best. I sat next to her in German, and I really liked her. And you know, at that age, it's just all about making them laugh, making girls laugh. And yeah, I tried. You know, I was pretty successful.
Now too,
yeah. I was pretty successful at making her laugh, but then ran out of jokes. So I had to start using other tactics, like deliberately bumping into stuff. And like,
did you try any German?
Yeah, she did. No, I didn't try any German, but she did find that kind of funny. But I don't think she sort of was, fancied me for it. You know, generally, when girls at that age, they're looking for more kind of a Twilight vibe rather than their geriatric, grandfather vibe. So
just like a blind, yeah, like Mr. Magoo style.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if there is anybody listening who's sort of between the ages of 11 and 14, and you're trying to,
who are you going with?
You're trying to make you've got a bit of a crush, and you're trying to make them fancy your work. My advice would be, don't just walk into stuff, even if it's funny. Just be more of yourself. If you are naturally clumsy, then great.
James, I think we found you a new profession.
Yeah,
you're going to be a middle school
counselor, helpline. I used to do that.
Motivational.
You did?
No, I didn't. I did.
Stop biting to everything.
I can't help it. I'm gullible.
I do. I buy into everything. I used to be a teacher, so it's not out of the question.
Okay.
We've all lived many lives, haven't we?
And we've got so many more to live as well.
It's true. That's kind of amazing, though. So did you ever, we were talking about this game you would play where you would tell your friend, like your friend would go tell their friend that you fancied them.
Not a game so much as just like an inability to communicate directly with someone.
Yeah, but I'm calling it a game to make it more fun. Did you ever do that? Did you have a friend that then went to Hannah's friend and was like, Hannah, James likes you, or James likes Hannah.
I didn't actually. I didn't have the courage to even do the indirect form of communication. I just found that walking into lockers and walking into doors is a far more easy tactic to go with than pouring your heart out to somebody and hoping they get it passed on, and then hoping she passes it on in turn. So yeah.
Aww, it's really too sad. I didn't know you were middle school. I think I found that quite funny.
Well, there you go.
Like just laughing at us from awkward middle teens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, James, do you want to pick a song?
Yeah, let's go for Red Morning Light by Kings of Leon. It's a bit of a favorite, this.
All right, here we go. Red Morning Light by Kings of Leon.
You know you could have been a wonder, taking your circus to the sky. You couldn't take it on the tightrope. Take it on the side. You always like it undercover, tucked in between your dirty sheets. But no one's even listening to you. And between the hollers and the screams. Giving all
And that was Red Morning Light by Kings of Leon. Awesome choice, actually. I feel like Kings of Leon gets a lot of shit, but like, I wasn't expecting that song and I really liked it.
It's a bit more upbeat, up tempo compared to some of their stuff. I really like it.
Yeah, it was a good one. So we have some on-air reads that are going to happen. You want to take it away, James?
Yes. So I'm going to start with the Drive to Five fundraising campaign. So,
yay!
Radio Free Brooklyn's Drive to Five fundraising campaign is underway. In May, RFB turns 5 years old and we need to raise $25,000 so we can continue bringing you commercial-free independent radio for another 5 years. Because we think raising money should be fun, each month we'll be bringing listeners fun challenges with some great prizes. The first is a trivia quiz to find out just how well you know RFB. The top five scores will win a limited edition 5 year anniversary RFB t-shirt.
Woohoo!
You can also.
The shirts are really cool, by the way. Yeah.
There you go. So you can also dial 718-673-8201 to leave us a message letting us know why you love RFB or to wish us a happy birthday. Your message may be played on the air.
Oh, cool. That was great. Harry, you have another one for us?
I do have one for us. Oh, I hit the wrong thing there. Uh-huh. Okay, so if you'd like to listen on the mobile app, I'll start that again. If you'd like to listen to RFB when you're not in front of your computer, please consider downloading our free mobile app for iPhone and Android, available in the App Store for iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Great. So you've been listening to Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm Emily, one of your hosts.
I'm Jamie, one of your other hosts.
Has been running the boards quite successfully. And we've had two Brits in the house.
Two Brits.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
Harry and James Potter, straight from...
Off of Harry Potter. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Straight from the mind of J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. So we're going to go out on one song that we actually played this one already?
If we have, it's fine because yep, it's
that's exactly
a good
right.
Song.
Bingo. What song is it?
It is I Miss You by Blink-182. Much like we miss you, the listeners already.
Oh, you goof. Why'd you pick this song?
I remember being ill when I was about 12, staying at home, and this was repeated on the music channel the entire day, and we didn't have any kind of fancy TV, we didn't have a cable or anything like that, so you just had to watch music channels all day, and this was on, and it made me feel better.
Amazing.
Aw, yeah. I love this song, too, and I'm really excited. Emily and I just saw Blink-182, and it made my middle school dreams come true. So here is I Miss You by Blink-182.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye. We'll be back next week at 10.
Next week at 10.
Tonight, stop this pain tonight. Don't waste your time on me.